Kathy from Greenfield calling about the escaped buffalo. And I heard in the late report said all the buffalo, and I expected them to say were recovered, and then they said were shot dead. And obviously they were being raised for slaughter. Maybe it's better that they died running for their lives. Very shocking. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Ian. I'm calling from Glens Falls area. 2 weeks ago, there was a story on NPR, and they had one of the oil analysts on predicting the fall of gas prices by another couple of cents a gallon before, leveling off. And it never fails, but every time we have one of these oil analysts on, guaranteed the price is about to shoot up, and sure enough, it did, and it's still climbing. We're 20 cents plus more than we were 2 weeks ago.
Hello, this is Marta Knapp from City of Poughkeepsie. On Friday, 4/24, I heard early morning comments on the apology from President Obama for two deaths due to drone attacks of prisoners who were with suspected terrorist militants. It was disturbing to hear Dr. Shartok excuse the slaughter of people with drones. Assassination is illegal by international law and goes against the Geneva Convention, which calls for due process, not assassination. The U.S. military personnel controlling drones from afar are suffering post-traumatic stress syndrome after having to face the reality of the looks on people's faces they have just sentenced to death by a computer war as they die horrible deaths when Hellfire missiles rain down, killing women, children, and men who are not terrorists, and average 23 civilian deaths per drone attack.
Dave Love at Pittsfield, Massachusetts. I think if President Obama helps the young American citizens, especially the black American citizens, young black American citizens, instead of the illegal immigrants, we'd be a lot better off and a lot less violent.
Going to comment on John Roberts saying that they're looking to change marriage, the institution of marriage. Well, we've changed many institutions, such as who could vote, who couldn't vote, who was a citizen, who wasn't a citizen. In this case, I would agree with him because I believe we need to change the lexicon. The Bible-based idea of marriage, the institution comes from a religious orientation, and we should not have that in our laws.
Hi, my name is Ron. I'm from Middletown, New York. I just heard a topic on the lethal injection of prisoners and how it's possibly inhumane and they could be receiving pain. Give me a break already. How about the old lady who gets her face smacked in and she's dead because some thug steals her pocketbook? How about all the beautiful women out there that have been brutally raped, stabbed, and killed by some piece of garbage, and now it's a lethal injection is inhumane? Please.
Good morning. This is Jim Gray. I'm calling from Poughkeepsie, New York. I know Alan doesn't like the New York bleep. However, you might really like today's front cover. I think it's about time down in Baltimore. The parents started stepping in and starting doing a little corporal punishment with these kids. I think you will like that front cover. It's about time some of these parents, like I said, start taking control of their children and the way the situations are.